This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen.
When the road to the White House gets tough, the tough go shopping.
That's if you're Sarah Palin and the Republican National Committee. This week, we learned that the RNC gave the Alaska governor and her family a clothing makeover to the tune of $150,000.
For some, that six-figure bill doesn't quite fit with Governor Palin's affinity for Joe Sixpack.
Other folks say critics are being unfair. After all, dressing for success does take money, and women's attire often comes under more scrutiny than men's.
Nina Rastogi and Melinda Henneberger are contributing writers to the Double X Factor at Slate.com. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Hi, Alexis.
And let's first hear about the goods. What is Governor Palin getting for all that money, $150,000, which we'll note came from the Republican National Committee? This is public campaign money.
Well, this is Nina, and yesterday, after we found out about Sarah Palin's shopping bill, Slate sent me to Saks Fifth Avenue to see if I could recreate virtually her $150,000 purchases. And I got to tell you, that money buys a lot of really, really gorgeous blazers and suits.
Were you able to do it? Could you spend $150,000 and fit yourself out to run for vice president?
Well, it was hard, given that I was trying to do it all in one afternoon. I eventually had to call in help from an intern at Slate who went to go look at bags and jewelry while I was trying to frantically pick up coats and shoes. So, I mean, obviously Sarah Palin probably had people helping her shop, and she didn't try to do it all in one afternoon. But I definitely found that it was a challenge.
Melinda, you and several bloggers at Double X have been critical of Governor Palin over the last month, but here you are over the last day writing somewhat sympathetically about where she is now.
Well, I don't blame her for the clothes, but I do blame her for dividing us into elites and non-elites and real America and fake America. So I think, you know, this is very much like John Edwards' $400 haircut. It just shows a disconnect between the stated agenda and the personal priorities. But I have been enjoying the fashion show, that's for sure.
I hate to bring up the F word, but I'm going to do it. Feminism. I mean, I can't help but wonder, during all of this, is she getting closer scrutiny because she's a woman? I mean, women can't just do the suits that men do and the little ties and call it a day.
Well, I think male and female, you have to look good. And yes, I think women in most situations, not only if you're running for national office, are held to a higher standard. Personally, I find that to be true. But I think that there's a lot of leeway between looking good and $150,000, as Nina found out yesterday.
And it's also not, I don't think Sarah Palin is getting more attention for clothing than, say, Hillary Clinton got for her ongoing struggles to find a wardrobe that conveyed the right message to the American public.
I think it's interesting that the pieces they've chosen for her, or she's chosen for herself, look simple. I mean, they're pieces that look like they could have been picked up at Talbot's, even though they weren't. I mean, she's not wearing clothes that look like they cost $1 million, even though she looks like $1 million in them.
And they don't cost $1 million. It's $150,000, which, granted, is a lot of money, but is it really all that much for a professional wardrobe when you're running to be the vice president?
I was wondering that, too. I mean, what should a woman spend to run for vice president?
I spent about $20 on my outfit today, but the world doesn't see me, and I'm not running to be the leader of this country.
See, I don't think the issue is whether she spent an appropriate amount of money. I think the issue is the disconnect between her constant harping on the trail about elites versus non-elites and real America versus non-America, and then we see the clothing bill.
So what happens to all of this? She's got all of these clothes. Sooner or later, this campaign will be over. What's going to happen to it, considering she didn't pay for these outfits?
Well, apparently all the clothes are going to be donated to charity afterward. And, you know, all I have to say is I have to find out where that charity store is going to be, because I will be in line to collect all of Sarah Palin's cast-offs.
Here are a couple of factors. One, she wasn't really thinking she was going to have to run for vice president. She was just up there in Alaska being governor. So she does need, you know, something else. Then she's got the family, right? They're going to be out on this campaign with her. So some of this money, I think, went for her husband and her kids to get clothing for them. And then I don't think she actually did all this shopping. Didn't somebody go and buy this stuff for her?
I'm sure, Sarah. If Sarah Palin has time to do as much shopping as it takes to spend $150,000, then, you know, we've got bigger issues than how much she's spending.
Melinda Hennenberger and Nina Rastogi, both writing at the XXX Factor at Slate.com about the subject that's evoking the most conversation today. Thank you both.
Thanks
a lot.